One of the strangest practices that Bnei Ashkenaz have is that when we put on our tefillin, so we say the bracha of Lahaniach tefillin on a tefillin shel yad, and then later we say the bracha of Al Mitzvah tefillin on a tefillin shel rosh, and then after we tighten the tefillin shel rosh, we say the bracha of we say the words Baruch Shem Kavod Machusel L'Olam Voed. So this is a very strange practice. Generally speaking, we have a klal, Safik brachos lahakil, and if you have a doubt whether or not you're supposed to make a bracha, you don't recite the bracha. So why over here do we, yes, recite the bracha, but we also say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusa L'Olam Voed, which seems to indicate that we really had a Safik. If we really had a Safik, why should we say the bracha in the first place? So this is all based on a discussion in the Gemara Maseches Menachos on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. It says the following idea: Amrav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, Soch Bein Tefillah L'Tefillah. If you talked out in between your Tefillah Shel Yad and Tefillah Shel Rosh, Chozer Umavorech. You have to go back and make the bracha again. Soch in lo, soch lo. So if you mashma that if you talked out, then you have to make a bracha. But if you did not talk out, you don't have to make a bracha. V'Hashalach Rav Chia Brei the Rav Huna Mishmei the Rav Yochanan. Didn't we say in the name of Rav Yochanan, Al Tfila Shal Yad, Omer, Baruch Asher Kiddushan Sos Tzimanu, Lihon Yach Tfilin, Al Tfilin Shal Rosh, Omer, Baruch Asher Kiddushan Sos Tzimanu, Al Mitzvah Tfilin. So you see here that Rav Yochanan held, you're supposed to make a separate Baruch on the Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh. So why would you care if you spoke out in between? Amar Rava, Tarmi Tavai, Lo Sach, Mevarech Achas, Sach, Mevarech Shtaim. So Abayim Rava explained this idea of Rav Yochanan is that no. You make a second bracha if you didn't speak out, if you spoke out in between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, but you don't make a separate bracha stam. And we have this idea Tana Sach Bein Tefillah L'Tefillah Avera Hi Biyado. If you speak between your Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, then it is an avera and v'chozer aleha me'archei melchama. And those who are going to war have to go back for that type of an avera. So this is interesting because in this week's Parsha Shoftim, we discuss someone who was afraid and he's afraid to go to war, so he's allowed to turn around and go home. So the Shita of Rabbi Kiva means he's afraid Mamish, and the Shita of, I believe, Rabbi Yossi is that he is afraid because of the Averis that he did. So this is going according to that opinion, which is one of the Averos that you have the right to be afraid you're going to be killed in war for is if you talk out between your Shel Yad and your Shel Rosh. You see how big of a tzaddik you have to be assured that you're not going to be killed in war. Okay, so this is the discussion, it seems, from the Gemara, that if you speak out between your Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, that's when you make a second bracha on the Shel Rosh. But if you don't speak out between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, you don't have to make another bracha, right? And this is known as the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi over here on this Gemara just says that lo sach, if you didn't speak it out, ein mevarech ela al Shel Yad bilvad. You only make the bracha on the Shel Yad, but if you didn't speak out, you don't make a separate bracha on the Shel Rosh. This is the Shita of Rashi. And just to follow up and with the other comment that he had, said that Sach Bein Tefillah L'Tefillah, if you spoke out between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, V'lo Berech Al Shel Rosh, Ela Samach HaBracha Rishona. He's saying the Avera that you did specifically wasn't just that you spoke out, is that you then didn't go ahead and make a bracha on your Shel Rosh. Okay, this is Shita's Rashi. It's also the Shita of the Rambam and others who hold that one is only supposed to make a bracha of Lahaniach Tefillin and not the bracha of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. However, if you look over here in Tosfos, so it says Lo Sach Mevarech Achas Sach Mevarech Shtaim Pirish Bakuntres Lo Sach Mevarech Achas Bein Shel Yad Bein Shel Rosh Sach Mevarech Shtaim. But if you spoke out, you have to make another bracha Lo Haniach Tefillin Bishel Yad Dal Mitzvah Tefillin Bishel Rosh. That is Shitas Rashi, as we saw. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. Rabbeinu Tam explains differently. Lo Sach Mevarech Achas L'Shel Rosh. Right? If you didn't speak out, what do? You just make one bracha on the Shel Rosh, meaning Al Mitzvah Tefillin, Shazohi Birchaso. That is the bracha on the Shel Rosh. Sach, but if you spoke out between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, Mevarech Shtayim, the Shel Rosh. You make two brachas on the Shel Rosh, Lohaniach Val Mitzvahs, because you need to have two brachas on the Shel Rosh. V'chein Kasav, V'shimusha Rabba, the Tefillin, right? So he quotes another source, an earlier source in Hilchos Tefillin, that the Shel Rosh really requires two brachos. That's the idea. Sometimes people make a mistake and they say that, oh, it's a machlokes. Is it one mitzvah? Is it two mitzvahs? It's not an issue of one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. It's an issue, does the Shel Yad require one bracha and the Shel Rosh require two brachos? That's the Shaila. Rabbi Natan is saying that the Shel Rosh requires two brachos. It requires the Lahaniach Tefillin of the Shel Yad and it requires the Al Mitzvah Tefillin of the Shel Rosh in addition to the L'Haniach Tefillin, whereas Rashi says, no, the Shel Rosh only requires one bracha of the L'Haniach Tefillin, and therefore you only say the other bracha if you spoke out in between. That is the that's the opinion of Rashi versus Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the Shel Rosh requires two brachas. Okay, so now in the Shulchan Aruch, we have the dividing line between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the Mechaber says, and this is in Simen Chaf Hei Seif Hei, so he says, "V'yivarech lo haniach tefillin, v'achar kach yaniach shel rosh, v'lo yivarech kiyim bracha achas l'shnein." You only make one bracha for both the tefillin, shel yad tefillin shel rosh. Says the Ramah, "V'yesh omrim levarech al shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin." Some say you do say al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh, afilu lo hifsik bein time, even if you did not speak out in between the shel yad and the shel rosh. It's quoted in the Maror Makomos here from the Rosh. But who I didn't read in the time. V'chein poshet ha-minig v'bnei Ashkenazim mevarchin shtei brachos. This is the minig amongst Ashkenazim. V'tov lomar tamid achar ha-bracha shnia ha-brach shen kol machusa l'olam v'ed. And now he quotes from Ari ibn Chaviv and the Sefer Agur that it's good to say baruch shem kivod machusa l'olam v'ed. Fine. So point number one over here that we asked, what happened to suffik brachos l'hakil? What happened to the idea that we're not sure whether to make a bracha, and yet we should really leave the bracha out instead of saying the bracha and baruch shem. That's the weird practice that we have. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, he says first is v'tov lomer mishum shchashash safik bracha levatola, because we actually are afraid that it's a safik bracha levatola. V'lo shehu safik gomer. He says, but let's make it simple here. Let's get real. It's not actually a safik. There's no such thing as when you have a suffik bracha, you don't make the bracha and then hope for the best by saying baruch shem kol machus olam v'ed. That's not a real thing to do. Ella da'anan b'nei Ashkenaz svir olam halacha g'das Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin bivados. We paskin v'halacha is in favor of Rabbeinu Tam. That's the way it goes. Rak l'rav chedemil so v'hotzi asmeina v'dei kol pikpuk. She says it's just to do it in the best possible way. So we know again loma baruch shem kol machus olam v'ed. That's why we say baruch shem. But it's not. It's just a chumra ba'alma. It's not the real din that we're trying to do over here. B'yizar mo shelo lomar baruch shem rak achar sheyahadei kashel rosh al rosh karoy. And because of this, we have to be super careful that we only say baruch shem after the tefillin is stuck to our heads properly. We really put it on and fastened it the right way. Because otherwise, it's a legitimate hefsek between the bracha and putting the tefillin on our head. Then you really got yourself a bracha levatola. The Mishnah Berurah says people make this mistake. They don't realize that they're supposed to wait before they say baruch shem, because baruch shem is only done as a chumrah. It's not really the ikar adin. But since we're done with the mitzvah putting on the tefillin at that point, we actually completed the overlasiyas of the bracha, so we can say the baruch shem. But you have to make sure you actually did the mitzvah. Says the Bir Halach over here. He points out there are some who disagree, even amongst Bnei Ashkenaz. He quotes the Bir Agra, Shepasek Kamachaber, the Vilna Gaon Shita was you only make one bracha. Uvechidush Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kosav Eitza. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has some a very interesting Eitza over here. He has some good advice. Sheyachavi Beis Birkas La'aniach should have in mind a Tanai. Yem Alach Gishitas Rashi Ani Mechamin Shalo Lotzeis Birkas La'aniach Ala Shorosh. If the Alach is like Rashi, so then I'm having in mind that I don't want L'Haniach to cover the Shorosh. V'havei zek is sach v'yuchal avarech al Shorosh. And that would be like you spoke out and then you weren't covering the Shorosh with the original bracha. Then he says, is this causing a bracha levatola? Maybe, yeah. He says, nah, it's not a problem. Kvar kadmo olas tamid u'kfima she... Right, says, this is the sheet of olas tamid even before b'kiva eger. Kfima she be'er... He says, if you look in the Prima Gadim and Arts Zachayim, sounds like they agree to this. He says, don't do this. Ulai taimo kedishal yargila adam esasim lepak bekachem in adam sheishra esasel fishitos harbe merishon. This may be because we don't want to just start following all these interesting chumras instead of the ikar hadin that we follow based on a number of important rishonim like Rabbi Natam and the Rush. You could do worse than Rabbi Natam and the Rush. So in the end, it's not always this Rabbi Kiva Eger's brisker chumra over here, pre-brisk. He's got a pre-brisk brisker chumra. But nevertheless, he doesn't recommend necessarily following it because we follow the halacha. We don't make all kinds of tanoim and shtiklach, to try to cover ourselves. But what's important to note is that Rabbi Kiva Eger is not explaining it the way I explained it earlier. I suggested that maybe we're holding that Rabbi Natam in the Rosh Hashita is that the Shalrosh requires two brachos. If you hold that the Shalrosh requires two brachos, so this whole Tanai doesn't even get started. Because why would you make a Tanai not to be Yotze with the first bracha on the Shalrosh if you hold the Shalrosh needs two brachos? Because then it still wouldn't help you for the Amitzvah's Tefillin. So therefore, it has to be that he's understanding that it's no. Machlokes, does each one require a separate bracha, or does one bracha cover both of them? That's how Rabbi Eger is understanding the entire endeavor. Interesting note in the Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Chafei Se'if Yud Aleph, he quotes the Ramah, as we saw, that the minig is that they make two brachos, and good to say, Brosh Ein Kvod Machusol Olam Boed. So he says, Mishum Chashash Savig Bracha Levatala. Fine. So he says over here, Ve'einu Muvan Klal, I don't get it. As we saw in the Shabur, it has a similar question. Meaning, if we're really not so sure, why should we say two brachos? That's why the Lavush argues, and he does not say Baruch Shem. He quotes other Achronim who disagree. So says a Chiddush in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Bnei Ashkenaz psika lahu the tzarech shnei brachos. Really, the Bnei Ashkenaz hold you need two brachos. Verak Rabino Arama Rafya biyado. Right? The Rama himself wasn't so sure. L'shamas haminag yefshe. He didn't want to change the minag. L'chein pasa kein. He says that's why he himself held that way. But really, the Ikar Adin Bnei Ashkenaz held straight two brachos, no baruch shem. L'chein pasa l'fizeh mishalibo nokfo yuchal levarach bracha achas. Therefore, if you're afraid, you can get away with only making one bracha, meaning only say lo niach tefillin. Shamanu she'ezek gedolim ayu mahadrim lanos amen bein shal yav v'shal rosh. Some gedolim they specifically would do something which was an iffy hefsek, an amen to something. To let's say the chazan was saying birchas hashachar or something, or somebody else putting on the tefillin, and they would answer amen to that in between shal yav v'shal rosh. While you chosh v'mzeh lehefsek leinyan levarech al shal rosh. L'chol Hadeos. And then they would say that they were being Yotze L'chol Hadeos. So this is one Mahalach, but in Sifyid Beis, he gives his Chiddush. Sorry, I thought the Chiddush was coming earlier. My apologies. L'ani is Daiti Nira Damir's Baruch Shem Eino Mitam Savik Brachos. It has nothing to do with the concept of Savik Bracha. Ela Mitam Acher. V'asha Poskim Kosvu Shu Mitam Zeh. Even though, obviously, the words of the Poskim are not what I'm about to say. The earlier, the Aruch HaShulchan had said, how could you hold that the Shalrosh requires two brachos? Does not make sense. In the Tosefta brachos, all right, just skipping a little bit. He says, yeah, Evakashan Rabbi Natan. He says, therefore, I hold that Birchas Mitzvah, Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, is a Birchas Hodah. It's not a Birchas Mitzvah. Rather, it's a Birchas HaShevach V'Hodah. Moshkazim Mikodem B'yos Mitzvah Zu, HaKesher HaGodol Shemakasher Es Yisrael, Avim Shemashamayim. Because Tefillin is such a Chosh of a Mitzvah, it ties us, it binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'zeh Anu Mavarchim Birchas Hodah, L'Hodos HaShem Yisbarach, Ala Tova Zeh. Right, says this is his chiddush that we're thanking Hashem for the ability and praising Him for the fact that He gave us this unbelievable kesher to Him. Since the real kesher that we feel with Hashem is through Kavol Sol Malchus Shemayim, I Ishma Yisrael. V'lachein Anu Omer Baruch Shem Kavol Malchus Olam Vayed Kamo SheYakov Avino Ana Kain Beis Shashvatim Amru Shema Yisrael. Right, he says that's why we find that when was the first time Baruch Shem was ever said, when the Shvatim said to Yaakov Avinu, Shema Yisrael Shem Elkeinu Shem Echad, at the end of their life, at the end of Yaakov's life, he answered back, Baruch Shem Kol Melechus Olam Vaed. He quotes the Gemara Pesachim, that's where we get it from. V'raya Lezev, Yilashin Tefillin Atzman. He says, so what are we doing over here? We see from the Tefillin themselves that it's an unbelievable thing, and you should read the rest in Seif Yud Gimel in the Aruch HaShulchan. That really, when we say Baruch Shem Kol Melechus Olam Vaed, it's the crown on top of this special Berachas HaShevach of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. Because really, we were Yotzei the Mitzvah of Tefillin with the first, we were Yotzei making the Bracha on Tefillin with the first Bracha of Laniach Tefillin. That was the Berachas HaMitzvah. And the whole Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that we throw on top of it a Berachas HaShevach of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. And therefore, we want to crown that Birch Sashevach with a Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Leolam Boed. I don't know if it's so easy to read that Chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan into the Gemara, but Lemaisa, this is his idea, and he's saying that actually, in his opinion, Baruch Shem has nothing to do with a Suffolk Bracha. It has to do with the style of Bracha that we're making of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin and wanting to just show this Zechus that we have to wear Tefillin and to crown ourselves with the Pe'er that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us.